To have lived over these past 81 years has been an amazing experience. So much has changed in so very little time. Perhaps this past century and a half has seen more dramatic changes to the way of life than in any other time in history. Just think, we have come from the horse and buggy and steam age to modern cars, and jet airplanes, to space rockets, and now personal drones. In just my lifetime, I have seen home entertainment as being the radio and phonographs and family gatherings, to now having widescreen digital TV and high-definition CDs and DVDs. This has brought music and entertainment in real-life definition to us wherever we go. Instead of having to wait for news and searching through library and archive shelves for information, it is now at our fingertips. This is not to mention the almost miraculous changes in medicine and lifetime expectancy. But you know, the most dramatic change which has affected all of us is that the world has become so much smaller as a result of the computer and the internet. It is completely amazing that we have instant communication with people from all over the world. This has allowed us to have friends with common interests far beyond our immediate physical environment. Most of these friendships will never be physically experienced. But through social media, we establish instantaneous relationships never before thought possible. This has helped to broaden our understanding of people far beyond ourselves and our limited physical world. So long as this doesn't replace face-to-face relationships, the internet and social media can be a positive part of our lives. But unfortunately, all that glitters is not gold. The internet, social media, and faceless communication can totally consume a person's life, leaving one without the ability to have face-to-face meaningful relationships. But of equal harm is the spreading of bitterness and hate, ultimately ended up in complete negativity. It has caused negativity to be not only commonplace, but seen as the expected and valued way of life. Social media is filled with such negativity, which is intended to hurt and demean those who do not act or think like the poster. Such activity usually has no basis to reality, no basis to the truth, but only words meaning to demean someone else while trying to elevate self. The negativity and hatred which already exist in society and our daily living are being enhanced and fueled by social media. It is difficult to naturally avoid negativity in our personal thinking. And now it is becoming even more difficult. Tragically, the good which the internet has to offer is being destroyed by extreme negativism. Such a negative way of life makes it extremely difficult to accept Jesus' positive message. Today's gospel lesson becomes totally unrealistic and out of the realm of understanding and reality. We just have to hear the first sentence to say, what a daydream. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. How in the world is that possible? How can I ever love someone who thinks and acts totally different than me? How can I love someone who hates me and is my enemy? How can I love someone who, in my opinion, is totally irrational in their thinking and actions? How can I love someone who bullies me? And how can I have respect for those who post their negative rants on the internet, especially when I disagree with them? It is so natural and so easy to either spew back hate or negative thoughts upon these people. It is so easy to try to respond back with demeaning words, which only fuels and gives credibility to their negativism. In doing this, we fall into the trap of saying Jesus' words are totally unrealistic, for we reinforce being enemies with hatred. It is so easy to want and seek revenge. We want to win and thus enhance our abused egos. After all, who can hate me and think that I may be wrong in my thinking? You know, the internet allows us to have this easy way to an often nameless and faceless confrontation. In all this, we not only violate Jesus' message, but become a real part of the serious problems facing our society, our nation, and our world today. Now, Jesus' answer is as to how we should live in this negative environment is, do to others as you would have them do to you. And further, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Again, that is easier said than done. All this means that we must basically examine who we are and how we look at life, the world, and others around us. If we are blinded in viewing life with judgmental mindsets, then are we not going to get very far? For we will also be viewed in the light of negativism. Judgment can ultimately lead to condemnation of ourselves. But listen, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. So where are we then? Just where are we? It is all determined by how our lives are being motivated. And motivation is the secret or hidden aspect of life which determines how we think and act. It is developed from very early on in our lives by the environment in which we live and the circumstances in life. You know, we are all born as a loving child of God, with the possibility of doing good and evil. We are born not only not having any hatred, bitterness, and prejudice, and judgmental thoughts. No. We all saw South Pacific, those who saw South Pacific this week. And the values begin with the song in South Pacific. You got to be taught to hate and fear. You got to be taught from year to year. It is not to be drummed in your dear little ear. You got to be carefully taught. You got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is different shade. You got to be carefully taught. You got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You got to be carefully taught. The tragedy is that when that mindset is implanted with negativism during the early years, it becomes extremely difficult to change. Thinking is always clouded, and how life is viewed is a distortion. Therefore, how we understand love is distorted. It is sad to see those who never are able to see clearly. They may never have had the opportunity to actually experience and understand what others have had to live. When we try to walk in another's shoes, life may just take on another view, and our basic motivation out of love may begin. Jesus, in this lesson today, is directly telling us that we just may be the one to help someone out of the pain of negativism, whether they be our friend or our enemy. We are always to seek the fact that they are a child of God. And for that reason, there is love. You know, as the saying goes, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. It is out of the motivation of love that we are able to show someone the joy of love and compassion. In order to do this to happen, we must first get beyond the facade and judgmental conditions into living the example of love. I'm going to go back to the internet again and social media. One of the most popular posts on Facebook are the ones that show the rescue of stray and mistreated street dogs. When discovered by rescuers, These dogs act out of fear and even lash out at those who are trying to help them. Their fear and actions in many cases is out of their previous experiences with human beings who mistreated them. So the human being to them is their enemy. After gaining some trust through the loving and caring acts, though, these seemingly unchangeable animals gradually become happy and loving pets when treated with love. You see, they respond to love with love in return. Some of these dogs become the most loving and loyal pets. Now, this is not to equate dogs with humans, but it is an example that when given the opportunity, love begets love. Although human intellect may create a greater challenge to overcome. But Jesus' words give us assurance that love will conquer negativism. He says, "Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." This is the joy we have as Christians. This is the life-giving message which is so necessary to conquer the negativism that is governing our society. If only we would give it a chance. Love conquers all. Amen.